September 9, the peace and safety cry. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Jeremiah 6:14. Papists, Protestants, and worldlings will see in this union a grand movement for the conversion of the world and the ushering in of the long-expected millennium. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. 2 Peter 3:10. When the reasoning of philosophy has banished the fear of God's judgments, when religious teachers are pointing forward to long ages of peace and prosperity, and the world are absorbed in their rounds of business and pleasure, planning and building, feasting and merrymaking, rejecting God's warnings and mocking His messengers, then it is that sudden destruction cometh upon them, and they shall not escape. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. Like the dwellers in the vale of Siddim, the people are dreaming of prosperity and peace. Escape for thy life is the warning from the angels of God, but other voices are heard saying, be not excited, there is no cause for alarm. The multitudes cry peace and safety, while heaven declares that swift destruction is about to come upon the transgressor. On the night prior to their destruction, the cities of the plain rioted in pleasure and derided the fears and warnings of the messenger of God. But those scoffers perished in the flames. That very night, the door of mercy was forever closed to the wicked, careless inhabitants of Sodom. God will not always be mocked. He will not long be trifled with. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Isaiah 13:9. The great mass of the world will reject God's mercy and will be overwhelmed in swift and irretrievable ruin. But those who heed the warning shall dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. His truth shall be their shield and buckler.